When I was in college, I was traveling home to see my parents in Illinois, and I went through O'Hare Airport, and I was walking down one of the concourses, and I saw someone that I thought, man, I should, is that somebody I know? I mean, this is too far from home to see someone I know, and I thought, this looks so familiar. And I realized later, some other people stopped to talk to him, I realized that it was the actor Raymond Burr. Now, I was never a fan of Perry Mason, so I never saw him in that. But I saw him in what was my favorite show when I was a teenager, and that was Ironside. I don't know if you ever saw the show. It was a cop show. And in it, Raymond Burr played a detective who had been hurt, I think, in the line of duty, and he was confined to a wheelchair in the whole show. So when I saw him in O'Hare, he didn't look familiar because he was up walking around. And I thought, man, I missed the chance. These other people got to talk to this famous person, and I missed the chance because I didn't recognize him because my expectations were so flawed. I was, you know, I guess I expected that once he took on that role, he would be in that wheelchair all the time. Raymond Burr was right there, and I didn't get a chance to meet him. We often miss chances and opportunities because of our expectations. We have a story today about some expectations that were there for this woman at the well, but she found a way to get past those expectations. She was a woman who must have desperately hoped for some way to find self-respect and joy and significance. She had tried to find it in her relationships, and those failures in her marriages must have damaged her connections to the community. And among those in her community, she had become probably that woman. But that woman came face to face with Jesus. At first, she didn't understand, but later she knew who Jesus was and would tell others. Eventually, after that encounter, she would say, "He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" She could not conceive that she might meet God in human flesh, that God incarnate would lower himself to speak to her. Probably hardly anyone spoke to her. And she finds herself thinking, "He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" The story tells us that Jesus knew everything she did. And apparently with her history, this may have been a long list of sins. Sins known to all of her neighbors. She was aware of the condemnation that she suffered in community. And then she didn't find it in Jesus. Given all she had done, why would the Messiah choose to come face to face with her? In other stories of the Gospels, though, we realize that Jesus had come face to face with many others, but many could not see him. Their expectations obscured their vision of how a Messiah might look. If we think back to last week's story, Nicodemus, he struggled with his expectations of what the Messiah should look like. This Samaritan woman, in her story and after she leaves the encounter with Jesus, she is able to move outside of her religious expectations, and she knows she has met the Messiah. To this surprised woman, here is the Messiah looking like someone who knows everything I did and yet treats me with dignity. He begins to speak of another reality other than the one driven by wealth, power, and accomplishment. And in him, she saw an expression of that other eternal reality. Her readiness to be able to see in Jesus, the qualities that this new Messiah would bring, It reminds us, at least it does me, of the things that Jesus talked about in the Beatitudes. Philip Yancey, a current writer of theology and scripture, has written about the Beatitudes that it's as if Jesus is saying how lucky are the unlucky. Philip Yancey says, the poor can respond to the call of the gospel with a certain abandonment and uncomplicated totality because they have so little to lose. Through no choice of their own, they may urgently wish otherwise. Poor people find themselves in a posture that befits the grace of God. He goes on to say, in their state of neediness, dependence, and dissatisfaction with life, they're more likely to welcome God's free gift of love. This woman at the well, for what she had been through, was among the poor in spirit. And because she was more capable than some of the powerful people might have been to realize that she had met a very unexpected kind of Messiah. We have to remember, especially when we talk about the Beatitudes and passages like them, that suffering in itself is not intrinsically valuable. But it can be valuable because it simplifies what we are capable of seeing. It removes our filters and our expectations. People who are struggling see God better often because conditions force them to look. They have nowhere else to look for meaning and significance, not those places that most of us are able to look. Others who might have come to the well at a different time, had they met Jesus, they would have been too preoccupied or overconfident or busy or popular. They had strong ways of self-definition that prevented their seeing God right before them and prevented their seeing the divine in the other person. Very often something or someone we had hoped for appears. But we fail to realize we found it. And so, in this seeking of God, we need to practice an awareness of God constantly. An awareness of God for and in ourselves, for and in others. We need to do what we can to improve the odds that we will recognize Jesus when we do meet him. We need to work to ensure that others meeting us will see an accurate representation of Jesus, that they will see him and not the self-serving descriptions which turn many against the seeking of God. We improve those odds of recognition when we have respect for others, when we listen deeply, or we might hear of God or places where God's healing is needed. We're more likely to see God and to let others see God in us if we suspend judgment, like Jesus with this woman. We know others' flaws and love them. If we are persons of mercy and compassion, if we can practice being present and welcoming to the least of these, people may see Jesus in us. And when I say the least of these, yes, I mean that person who bothers you the most. I cannot be Jesus. Amen. We will meet Jesus this day. We will meet Jesus this day. Like that famous actor, I never dreamed I'd meet him up and walking around with the rest of us. But look at the next person who helps you. look at the next person who needs help. Yes, even that person whose viewpoint you cannot abide or understand. Can this be the Messiah? Human need expressed, satisfied, abundance shared, compassion cultivated? Can this be the Messiah? Amen.